This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden has spent the evening Thursday raising money for his bid for the Democratic nomination for president. But as AP Sagar Meghani reports, Biden faces a fight in his own party over his age and his message.
Biden's a male, white, 76-year-old in a party Iowa State's David Anderson says is moving younger and more to the left.
There's a lot of momentum within the party to put forward a younger face who has a more progressive vision for America.
But Kyle Condit at the University of Virginia says that doesn't mean Biden's occasionally centrist views are out of place.
Maybe that's an underserved demographic in this electorate.
Both Anderson and Condit agree Biden's the Democrat most likely to beat President Trump in the general election if he can first win the nomination. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A nationwide measles outbreak has led health officials to quarantine dozens of people at two Los Angeles universities. The quarantines affect UCLA and California State University, Los Angeles. They come as the United States battles the highest number of measles cases since the country declared the virus eliminated in 2000. Dr. Barbara Ferrer is the director of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health.
Since there was a library that was involved and it's a public building, they say they have 2,000 visitors in that library a day. Most of them don't sign in or out. So we've had a lot of exposure to folks that we actually can't identify.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday that the United States has confirmed 695 cases of measles. California health officials have said the state has confirmed 38 measles cases. This is VOA News. News reports here in Washington say North Korea billed the United States $2 million for the medical care of a U.S. college student who was detained in Pyongyang in 2016 and returned to the United States comatose more than a year later. Sources told the Washington Post the main U.S. envoy sent to retrieve the unresponsive Otto Warm Beer signed an agreement to pay the medical bill at the direction of President Donald Trump. The bill went to the Treasury Department, but it was not clear whether the administration paid the invoice. Warm Beer had been sentenced to 15 years hard labor for stealing a poster in North Korea. He was returned to the United States in a coma and later died. Tens of thousands of people marched in Sudan's capital Thursday for what organizers called a million-strong march in support of civilian rule. Naba Mohideen reports from Khartoum.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese poured onto Khartoum's streets Thursday, calling for military leaders who toppled Omar al-Bashir to hand over power to civilian leaders. Sudan's main protest group, the Sudanese Professionals Association, organized the march after talks with the Transitional Military Council deadlocked. Three members of the TMC resigned late Wednesday after the SPA called for the march. The military ousted Bashir on April 11 after 3 decades in power and 4 months of anti-government protests. Military leaders took over, promising elections within 2 years. But protesters are demanding immediate civilian rule and have refused to leave the streets. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
The human rights group Amnesty International says U.S. coalition forces killed more than 1,600 civilians in an air campaign to retake the city of Raqqa from Islamic State. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
The coalition offensive to retake the Islamic State's self-declared capital of Raqqa began in June 2017. Over the course of 5 months, Amnesty claims the operation took more than 1,600 civilian lives. Following a 2-year investigation, the group says it has gathered names for more than 1,000 of the victims and says it has verified 641 deaths on the ground in Raqqa. In response to the evidence it has presented, Amnesty says coalition forces have acknowledged far fewer civilian deaths. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. Embassy in Colombo has advised people to avoid places of worship in Sri Lanka over the weekend, citing reports that additional attacks could occur. The warning comes after a devastating attack on Christian worshippers Easter Sunday killed more than 250 people. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.